This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 23rd of April, 1963. The title of this lecture is Goals. This tape is 71 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you very much. This is the what? 23rd. Somebody says it's 24th. Yeah, well, what GPM is it the 23rd of? All right, this is the 23rd of Abril. Anti-Dianetics. 13. Pretty good, huh? And we have some goals here. I want to congratulate those that found them. But it's pretty easy to find a goal. And why do I have to tell you? Go on, find a goal, you know? You know, you're supposed to know that all the time. I'm going to talk to you about goals. Rather talk to you about the GPM. It's always more interesting talking about the living lightning you happen to be mixed up in at the moment. I just make a little note of that on the side. You're tricky, man. We're all tricky. Boy, we're tricky. Nuts. I just found out that not only does the goal decline to the point of the goal, but a thetan not being able to quit now carries it on for a few millennia, just to be sure. He really gets all the good out of that goal he possibly can. It's something like running a tire until its original casing is off, you know, and then retreading it, and running it until the retread is off, and then retreading the retread, you see, and running it off. And that's what he does with a goal. You say, here's a goal to want. So immediately, of course, the top is want and not want, right? Obviously, just like that. The hell it is. There's about 20 more items above that point. And there's an ultimate accomplishment, op term, that is something like everything wanted. And then that goes down through all the ivities. Everything wantedness. Everything wantedivity. With all the negatives on the terminal side. I consider this very fascinating. In other words, the thetan gets all of the good he possibly can out of a goal. He even runs it in past tense. And I don't know what span of millennia that goal has been dead while he is still using it. I had a wonderful example of this. The goal to go away becomes gone away, becomes gone. And gone then declines through all of the ivities and ishnesses, you see. Oh, it's remarkable. But imagine running on a goal that is gone. Yeah, life is strewn with tombstones, you know. The gone-ishness, you know, makes you inhabit cemeteries for a few millennia. You know, if you want to really feel good, go down to the cemetery, you know, and look at all the tombstones and so forth. That's good gone-ishness. Oddly enough, this only appears on the op-term side of the fence. This decline of the goal. Of course, the goal has no opportunity to decline before the goal is postulated. So it just runs out on the op-term side. So you only find these gone and gone away and that sort of thing over as op-terms. And you find the no gone, you see, and not gone, and not gone-ishness, and all of this thing over on the terminal side, which I consider is quite interesting. So these goals, you got a goal like to have an audience, you see. Now, you'd consider that Well, an audience would be the final outterm, and you've succeeded, you see, something like that. And maybe that's true. It'll be some word like audience, that's for sure, but much more likely to be audienced. It has already happened. Don't you see? So now we've got audienced. When you were first postulating goals and made up this pattern, it would have been more courteous of all of you to have done it in accordance with English syntax. And we wouldn't have to be bending English around corners and circles and so forth, because I know of a goal right now that everybody is very sure that good must be its top op term, because in English there is no word which is good which can decline from good, don't you see? So it's probably a coined word like gooded or goodlied or goodly. It won't become a saint or something like that. They always is the same word, but it can have another thing in front of it, like everything or absolute or something like that. We have somebody around here that's been saying all the time, it's absolute is up there at the top. Yeah, that's right. There is something up there above that level, about 20 items up, which has something like absolute. And we got another one here that's been saying the pure light of. The pure light of, you know, and everybody got all tired hearing this, but the thing probably rocket read, you know, the pure light of truth. It's something like that. It's truth, however, is probably much more appropriate. Truth, or some such thing. But anyway, there's where these goals go. And what happens to a goal after it's dead? Well, it's carried on for another 20 items. Remarkable. Why don't you give up, you know? Say, well, that's it. That's it. I postulated this goal. I postulated this goal to be a saint, and I became a saint, so now that's fine. And then I finally started, see, here's your first decline. You think the guy, well, he became a saint, and he'd say, all right, now I'll be a devil, you know? And let's have a ball here for a while as a devil. No, no, he doesn't do anything like that. Now he begins, while declining as a saint, to fight all of the ideas and attributes of a saint until he finally fights the goal to be a saint. And that's his worst enemy. And you'd think, well, he's gone as far as he can go now. Oh, no, not a Satan. No, no, no. No, no, no. There's a lot of rubber left on that casing yet. Can't throw it away. I think that these electronics boys who, you're in an electronics man's basement or backyard, you know, of all of the scrap metal, you know, and old pieces of wire, he snipped this piece of wire off in 1943, and it's a piece of coaxial cable, you see, and it's about that long. And it might have some use. The only use for coaxial cable is if you have 20 or 30 feet of it, you see. But you've got this piece that long. And that has taken its company with all the burned-out condensers, capacitors, and charred rheostats and all that sort of thing. So when this goal is dead, it's good and dead, you see. It's his worst enemy now is this goal. Now he carries on, see. And the worst enemy-ness of this goal now declines, with him refuting this all the way. You see, the goal goes downhill now and may go through two stages. Let's take the goal to go away. It becomes gone away. Well, you'd say, well, that's it. He's had it, you know. Let's take, it wouldn't be this word, to be sainted. It would be something on the order. It wouldn't be deified, but it would be like deified, you know, canonized. Only it won't be the word canonized. It would probably be sanctified, you see, sanctified. So he hit sanctified. That's his worst enemy now. Anything that is sanctified. Well, you'd say, all right, Now, he's got lots of ideas. All he's got to do is postulate himself a new goal and get on his way. Oh, no, 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 he isn't going to do that. Man, do you realize there's still some fabric inside that casing? You know, you can still get a few more miles out of this goal. So he now, it shifts over to sainted, see, or something like that. Or it'll be something like superlatively sainted, see. And boy, he goes all the way downhill on that to the final drugs and dregs of the situation. And then he's there. He can't go any further after this. There's nothing left to him. There isn't enough left there, you see, to oppose anything. It isn't that he runs out of things, but it makes these, it jumps these things up to about 80 to 100, something like that, RIs. You better start finding one a minute, that's all. I've been holding you, keeping you from going into a lot of early banks and grabbing a lot of early goals and splattering yourselves all over the track. You'll thank me for it someday. You might not be thanking me for it now. But I've been suspecting all the way along the line that we hadn't the top. I ran into it head on. I've been working like mad trying to get the thing squared around. It's clean as a wolf's tooth now between there and the next bank. There isn't anything. There's always been a little shadow of blackness or something in there at the next bank. And then, much to one's astonishment, you see, this little shadow of blackness opens out to be 10 items. Small matter of 10 items, you know. Any one of which dropped off the PC's line plot will cause him to moan and scream. The big discovery that has been made on all this, of course, is that these goals are pattern one to the next, and that they are pattern PC to PC. And that is the big discovery of just the last 2 or 3 weeks. I never dreamed this was possible. But it's a darn good thing. We're just lucky because, let me tell you, trying to get a PC to confront any part of a bank, trying to get him to confront any part of a bank is almost impossible. You just have to put his paws right on it, man. You have to put his paws right on it. And you say, that is it. This is what you were listing for. So he will list in that direction. He's got a prayer of getting it. I was just examining a list of a PC who's gotten quite ill trying to find his top item. And he's been going around feeling very bad about it and so forth. And I just examined his list, and I don't think it's on that list. And yet the list is about 80, 90 items long. And it's not on that list. This is just history as far as this is concerned. I look in vain on these lists to find what should belong on the list if the PC is just permitted to list permissively. And that we have a plot that orients this thing is a godsend. More important than that, the plot itself is getting very rapidly shaped up. I would normally take off a year or two to shape up something of this magnitude and with this much meaningness, and you guys are riding right on my heels, and I can hardly keep my shoes on, you know. I mean, you keep stepping on my heels and I keep sliding out, and it's just flat out. As a matter of fact, I've left the better part of 15 banks just discharged slightly, about 10th discharge or something like that, in order to pick it up on a part of the track where it is in an unmixed up state. And I've finally gotten back far enough to where it is fairly obvious what it is, and it just won't go together unless it is exactly right, you see. That isn't the worst of the plot. The plot is there's a switcheroo on your composite goals. You get down to the goal level and then it all switches. And you have a gamishness is opposed by no game havishness. I think that's so cute. And then it turns around the other way and makes no game havishness is the op term, I think, at this date, opposed by have a gamishness as the terminal. In other words, it's a double switcheroo. So when we announce that four goals have been found today, why, the people should be very happy. They're not going to be run into a brick wall or off the end of a cliff, but they should realize, and their auditors should realize, what they are facing now on such goals as these. For instance, on Ian, right away, the auditors, if we didn't have this data, is likely to grab something on the order of infallible. That's the top term, you know, and he goes along just fine, you know. Meter reads, and he's getting blowdowns, and all of a sudden the PC's getting nastier and nastier. Oh, Ian, of course, never gets nasty, we know that. But gets nastier and nastier, and uses more and more livid language, and snarls, and so forth, and yet it's all going according to oil. Everything is going along just perfect. Everything's fine. Except, of course, we took off from about the upper third of the bank. We didn't take off from the top. Now, you have the interesting factor of trying to figure out what is the past tense, ne plus ultra nominal version of infallible in a limited language which doesn't composite easily like English. See, all these things are in there as concepts. They're not expressed as words, of course, gypsy to the contrary. And you very often will find a goal on a PC, and the PC, and then all of a sudden he'll say, yeah. What's this com lag? It isn't that he's stupid. It's the fact that the English words haven't met up with the thought concept, the thought meaningness, don't you see? The thought meaningness actually stays there and stands there without words. I studied this back in 1952 for quite a while, how it wasn't in words, it was in thought concepts, and the thought concepts match the words, and it's all very interesting because it means that nothing is stored in words. But English, for instance, re-echoes against these words. English echoes in the words, that echoes against the thought concept, and that activates your cognition or your blowdown. And you'll find very fascinatedly, you'll find some item like catch catfish, you see, catching catfish, and that's fine. PC understands that very well. You get your rocket read, your blowdown. Sometimes, you know, you can get your rocket read once in a blue moon. Catch catfish. It didn't read the first time. Then the PC puts his attention on you and it, and you call it the second time, and it reads like mad. Well, he just didn't have his words into the thought concept. Well, that's all very well, and that won't happen very often on something like catch catfish, but let's get into something. Catch-catch-fishishness. Catch-catfishishness. See? You say, well, it rocket read when you said it. Doesn't rocket read now? You said no blowdown here in the PC. Oh, catfishishness. Oh, yeah. And he gets the sudden idea of somebody standing on a porch of some country store ready to go down to the river, you know. But he isn't going to go down to the river, you know. And he's all dressed as though he's going to catch catfish, and of course he isn't going to catch catfish or something like that. But he's the very model of somebody who catches catfish, you see? And that's catfishishness. PC all of a sudden get this, and all of a sudden you get your blowdown. He didn't understand it. And you sometimes can't even wrap your tongue around it. I don't know what language these were installed in, but they probably were never installed in any language. You see? It's a method of group thinking which applies to any language. A person can group a great many items under one heading with this one concept, and therefore he doesn't have to think. And it's just handy computational idiocy. All he's got to do is take one concept, you see, and this covers all of that. But it's interesting how accurate and how precise these concepts are. Now, these goals, then, have their first entrance point of understanding at the moment they are found. And ordinarily, you do not find the PC's goal or get the PC to pan out well until the PC understands the goal. He can have put it down to catch catfish, you see? Says, well, so-and-so, and to catch catfish, and to hunt deer, and to be a great hunter, and to spend a lot of idle time. And he's just been going down a goals list, don't you see? And he gives you all these goals. And he didn't bother to look at this when he went by, but there's a little red flag out there, and it triggered, you know? And that was it. You get back, you're nulling this thing, the PC sitting there, you know, what wall, you know? You're nulling these things. You hit to catch catfish, and your normal reaction is, I didn't put that on the list. I don't recall putting that on the list. See, it's a heavily charged area. Very often you get this reaction. Did I put that on the list? I remember I had one goal opposed list. It's very easy finding internal goals. There's nothing to this now. Just make sure your list is complete and you'll have the next goal. But it's so remarkable. It hadn't happened to me for a long time that I didn't know I had put it on the list. All of a sudden, the auditor reads to me to be lucky. I feel the sensation of a rocket read, you know, to be lucky. I didn't put that on the list. Where'd that come from, you know? And it seemed that it was totally extraneous to the subject matter. It had just slid in sideways, you see. And so it's sort of on an automatic action. See, this thing has charge, but the PC hasn't inspected it in any way. All right. You sometimes will go down a goals list, and you're busy nulling and so on, and you don't get a rocket read, but you just get a tick or a DN or something like that around some certain area. Or you get a DR on a goal, so you leave it in. Now you come back by reading the goal again. The PC's attention goes on to this goal. And now by putting in your left-hand buttons, the PC's attention goes on to it very thoroughly. And because the left-hand buttons take the suppression off of it and put his attention on it, why, you get a rocket read off of the right goal. That is the mechanism that's followed. It isn't that these things rocket read just natural and native. It isn't inevitable, don't you see? It requires some attention and alertness on the PC's part. This comes very manifest when you're checking goals while doing a GPM. You read this goal, and the PC is still all tied up there in catfishishness. And he's still trying to, you know, he's still cognizing on it. You've got it. You've got it on the line plot. You're writing up something. You're writing the line plot down or something like that. And he's still catfishishness. And you say, all right, to catch catfish, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. And you say, well, that ticked once, yeah. And you go on and put down goal, one tick, you see. He now has tension on you. If you were, there's not any reason the Yankees' attention over onto it, but just to show you what I'm talking about, if you say to the PC, at this stage of the game, you say to the PC, Listen to me very carefully just for a moment there. What are you thinking about? Oh, yeah, well, all right. You just listen to me very carefully now. Listen to me very carefully. Don't even tell me you're going to read the goal. But listen to me very carefully. You've just gotten one tick off of this goal, see? You say, to catch catfish, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. Two rocket reads. In other words, the PC's attention. The right thing will tick whether the PC is looking at you or not. See, there's enough of you penetrates to him to give a tick. See, you'll always get some response. Although, of course, that could winnow out, too. But ordinarily, the PC can even be doped off, and you'll get a tick on a right goal, you see. He didn't even hear you read it, but you'll get this tick. Now, his attention has to be brought onto this thing in order to get an RR. The reason nobody saw RRs before was the absence of the left-hand buttons. You should recognize that it was the mechanics of Scientology itself that made possible for a goal to be sufficiently unburdened that it would rocket read. I predicted the fact that a rocket read would exist, that a goal would read differently. And then a very short time afterwards got some buttons together that would remove the PC's efforts to squash in a certain area, which are, of course, nothing more than suppress, careful of them, fail to reveal. And for the first time, we started seeing rocket reads. Well, that's because by taking the pressure off and putting the PC's attention on, we get the phenomenon of a rocket read. Now, a heavily charged item, even with the PC's, the item is different than the goal, see? The item is very immediate. He's right in the middle of this thing, and he could be just blah. And most of the time you read catch fishiness or to him or something of the sort, and you see a nice rocket read. Now, the goal read and all of the items that are immediately attached to a goal are rocket reads. So that you actually have three allied types of read. There are three types of read which are cousins to one another. And the first is a fall. Didn't expect that one. The first is a fall. And the next is a rock slam. And the next is the rocket read. But the fall can turn into either a rock slam or a rocket read. And a rocket read does not necessarily convert through a rock slam when it fades away, but may simply fall. A rocket read may then degenerate to a rock slam and degenerate to a fall, or may simply, strictly and straightly, degenerate into a fall. Now, a rock slam may become a fall, but is actually more likely to become a dirty needle. Now, what you must realize about this is you are looking at different meter manifestations. You're looking at different meter manifestations, but these things all stem from a certain pattern or picture. And if we get a good picture of this, I want to show you here what you're really finding in the way of an RI. What you're really finding here, let's take an RI. Let's see exactly what, when these goals were found, exactly what was being activated. Now, here's your RI, and we take that as an item. It has mass. It has actual mass in it, and it is to be considered as a sort of a core, as the center, let's say, a ball bearing dropped in cotton. You see, it is the ball bearing. See? All right. Now, around the edges of these things, you'll be awful baffled if you don't remember this little diagram. You can get more baffled running routine 3 than anything else I know, because so many things sometimes rocket read. You take somebody with an RR like mine, which is practically indestructible and reads on anything. You give me an item at a distance of a quarter of a mile and say the item to me, and it, if there's a rocket read on it, it'll rocket read, you see. And this is very upsetting, research-wise. You want to know what the next item is. You got to find somebody whose rocket read isn't all that good if you're going to do good research. Because then only the one that's supposed to be there will rocket read, you see. Now, here's a whole bunch of items around this solid center item. See that? There's a whole bunch of items around that item. Now, these things are lock RIs. Those things are just locks. See, that's a lock RI. Catfish, see, is charged So therefore, fishing pole, catfish is charged. So therefore, sturgeon. See? Mike, R-I. But it isn't the R-R. And it isn't the R-I, you understand? So you've got all of these lock. Now, they're all over it. This is as though we had cross-sectioned it in any direction. Now, these things are R. They all are R, but when you found catfish, they won't any longer R-R. In other words, they borrowed their R-R. They borrowed their R-R from the charge in the core of the thing, which is catfish. They borrowed their charge. They don't have any charge of their own. Now, around here, this, by the way, is all routine 3 stuff. Now we'll move over into routine 2. Now, here's another whole series. And these things have been mushed. They're probably very neat geometrically. They're probably neat as electrons geometrically. But in actual fact, they have become mushed and crushed by grouping and that sort of thing until they appear to be so much black tar soup. And I had one spring out at me the other night in its pure pristine form because something was being found out of sequence. And you talk about something hard. It was as hard as trying to bite on a metal shell. It hadn't disintegrated at all. It was a little sphere. Now, these out here are again lock RIs of the second rank. Those are all lock RIs. And here they are, and there's lots of those. Oh, there's lots of those. And they are S. See, these are RRs, and these are RSs. You know, this is more than a graphic analysis. You usually just do your graphic analyses, but this is anatomy. Now, this RI, if you approached it this close, your second rank, those that lie right up against it, you'd get RRs. And if you approach it that much further away, one more rank out from the core, you get RSs. See? Now there's another rank outside of this, much more numerous, as you can imagine. Much more numerous. And these things can't be called RIs at all. We're too far out, and it'd just be nonsense. But they still have some of the connotation in it of this central RI. And they DR. Now, what are those things? Well, they're all the things on your list that you get a little DR on when you read them, but nothing ever happens to them. See, they were there. Now, you can examine any series of lists done. If a great long list has been done and somebody has kept careful record of all the DRs, and all, he would keep record anyway of all the RSs and RRs, but if he kept all of the DRs that he saw and it was all meticulously kept, and it was a very long list, until the needle was totally clean, you would have had this population. Now, when you take this picture here, this April 23rd picture, when you get that, you actually are looking at everything the PC has put on the list, if he did a full list, which we're not doing now. Now, that would be one of these, it's not exaggerated, but there have been lists as long as 87 pages. Well, an 87-page list would certainly contain everything connected with it, but actually probably everything connected with several. A 15-page list, a 12-page list, something of this sort, pretty well covers the population. Now, as the PC lists on a 212-type listing, he simply is taking and repeating the thought concepts which are popping out of these. And they pop out of here at random, but he actually will list off at some point where his attention has already been fixated by life in this mass. He'll start there, and he'll list out to the perimeter, and he'll list back in again, and he'll list out, and he'll list in, and it's a random pattern of listing, you see. And eventually his attention will have encompassed this, and the charge in the area will have been labeled onto the list, so therefore the list ceases to fire or read while listing. You see what that's all about? Now, in finding a goal, you can actually take these things and find the identity of the goal. Now, how do you do this? Well, let's take one more step. Let's take one more step here. This is one. Now, let's just take one more step. We've got that much picture. And this is a picture of our eyes. Each one of these spots is an RI. And we'll just make a lot of these spots here. Now, you know that big plot I just did, number one there. Each one of these little circles I'm making here is a complete one of those. So, we get these things. And we get something on the order of about 80 to 100 of those groups contained in one GPM. There are about 15, see, they're finite numbers. There's about 15 pages of listing covers the bulk, carelessly, of one of those RI groups, if you wanted to list them all out. And therefore, there's about 80 of those RI groups in AGPM. So, that's just a forecast number. I'm sure the number will eventually turn up to be finite. I'm not in a position to say exactly what it is. So it is the number of RIs in a GPM times the average number of items listed on a PC to get a clean needle in one of those areas. That isn't the 4 or 5, you see, that's 15 pages or something like that, would give you the DRs, the RSs, and RIs contained in a GPM. A very rough guesstimate sort of figure, just give you order of magnitude, is 15 times 80. You're not actually looking at very many DRing, RSing, or RRing items at all. You're not looking at very many of them. Somewhat in the order of magnitude of 15 times 80. Now, you don't have to find each one of these, you see. It's not necessary to do so. I'm just telling you what's there. This is what's in the pot of blackberries, which it resembles very closely sometimes. Anyway, here's your GPM. Now, this, then, is covered in its entirety with a goal. See, that's a goal. And every one of the 15 times 80, which is your rough estimate number, is dependent on the central postulate called a goal. And they are all built up from the PC having made that central postulate. Every one of those is built just on that one postulate. And all of the behavior nonsense he goes through is dead on that central postulate. Therefore, when you are trying to find goals, you can list the goals of any one of those little DRing items, any of the RSing items, particularly the RRing items, and certainly the central RI. List the goals of, or the goals that would be an overt against, depending if it was a terminal or an op term, and you'll come up with the goal of that GPM. And it's goals finding. Now, these mechanisms I've just been talking to you about are the basic mechanisms of goal finding. You've got that anatomy, your big RI with the cluster of RRings, and then the RSs, and then the DRs, and then you've got whatever the number is, 50, 80, something like that. It's greater than 50. It's about 80 some, maybe a little bit greater than that. You've got that number of those things contained in here. And all of those are covered embracively by a goal. Now, the problem of goals finding is only complicated by one thing. Is lots of these little DRing items and lots of these RRing items, the secondary items particularly, have their own goals. Well, I'll give you an idea of this. The PC has not postulated this goal, but he thinks of a streetcar, which is a DR, see? He thinks of a streetcar as having a goal to carry passengers or to clang or something like that, see? He thinks of it as having a purpose or a goal all by itself. So when he starts listing goals, let's get right down to goals here now. When he starts listing goals, he starts in toward not one GPM. And again, fortunately, a very finite number. He starts straight in against 30 GPMs. And you've got something on the order. I'm just giving you a general number here. But it's very close to the factual number. It's an educated guess. You got about 30 goals, 30 of these GPMs, and when they're all crunched together, let's get this now. You understand, we're getting up to what to the PC looks like light years of space. A little RI looks to the PC to be about that big, about a foot, 14 inches, something like that, see? Sometimes little fat sausages. They're quite finite in shape. PCs get up to a point where they can confront mass. They describe these. And when you get the outer part of this thing peeled off, you'll see the center shell of the item. But in order to get a visio on that sort of thing, it has to be done very wrong. You have to find it all out of sequence and get the PC to tear it to pieces with these little Thetan paws. And after that, he's rather unhappy because it's hitting him in the face by now. But the anatomy is there. Now, all of these GPMs crushed together, see, give you an appearance, although each one you see is like this, give you an appearance of islands of masses. See? It looks like a channel at first glance over here, and then they're liable to be stuff that looks like side channels. And you say, well, here's one channel of goals, and over here on the right someplace, here's another channel of goals. What's this all about? Am I ambivalent? Yeah, you're worse than ambivalent. But but it's just the fact that they have grouped on each other. It's just one channel of goals. So here's this terrific mass. Now let's take, this is then goals. And we'll say something on the order of 30 goals.
I don't even think it's that many.
All right, now let's walk this lecture backwards. There's your PC sitting in the chair. What are you looking at? You're looking at a body which hasn't anything to do with it. Except as masses collapse on the body, you get an unfortunate increase of body mass. And every time you miss an item, or a GPM, you increase the body's mass somewhat, because it comes in against the body. When these items are all found and everything else, you decrease the body's mass. It's quite spectacular. Sometimes a PC will become almost frantic because he's putting on mass at an alarming rate. Well, you know that this is a direct index of having missed a GPM or missed a whole series of items in a GPM. It's not a very worrisome factor, because as soon as you find all of the items in the GPM, or all the GPMs in sequence, that mass factor goes, vanishes. You're looking at a body which can be influenced by it, or which can experience the pain of items and so forth, but which in itself does not contain any items. Now, in the skull, back in the days of Greece, they used to go into the stomach. I don't know why you did that. It must have been because the Greek always said his soul was in his stomach. And they still cook well down there today. yeah, I'd like to have some Greek soup. Thetan is resident in or about this body. Now, a thetan in very terrible condition, is outside the body and can't get in it. So he's at some remote point from the body, and it may be quite remote, but he's still in communication with you via the body. And then a thetan who is not in too bad a condition is in a body. And then a thetan who is in terrific condition is more or less permanently outside the body, but able to get in or out of it, and doesn't worry about it, but can control it from a distance, and then in terrific condition doesn't need one. So there's the gradient scale of what you're looking at. And the fellow who is sitting in that chair is either then way outside the body and can't get in it, or is in the body, or is somewhere between these two points. He is certainly not outside the body as a good being. The more he talks about being outside the body as a good being, the more you should immediately suspect that he ain't. The worst case that Freud ever tackled, and the cases he said were just unsolvable, were what he called a detached case. He didn't know quite what was going on, but he'd already scented the fact that the guy was unable to approach his body. And he called this fellow a detached body. The fellow was never in his own valence. He was also always remote from his valence. Lecture 28, I think, Sigmund Freud talks about this. At the end, concludes that nothing can be done for these people. Well, that's past history. It doesn't even worry you. I mean, everything can be done for these people, so what? Now, such a person's goal may or may not be a little harder to find, but he might not sit still well for you to find his goal. And that would be the only difference, the only actual difference. But from PC to PC is not the state of case, but it's how quietly he will sit there and be audited, don't you see? And some PCs are sufficiently agitated and so forth, they won't sit there quietly and be audited. And other PCs in pretty good condition who are being loused up also won't sit still and be loused up. There's all kinds of gradients of this. All right, there sits the PC, and there's the thetan. And the body is the communication media for the thetan, and the PC's whole personality, beingness, attributes, and so forth, are actually expressed as a thetan, and are as alive as a thetan, and aren't as a body. So you don't have anything to do with goals, with bodies in goals finding at all. You are never going to run across the GE and its goals, or get anything crossed up here So stop worrying about it. Now, let's consider then exactly what you're addressing. Here is goals, the GPMs, the goals problem masses. They are there in their numbers up to about 30. And they are all around. And they are at various distances from the PC. Again, finite. You always probably in dealing with the mind thought you were dealing with the infinite. You may have thought that you were dealing with fantastic, uncalculably great numbers of things and engrams and things like this. And it's actually quite remarkable to get how finite these things are. Now, to the PC, sometimes it looks like some of these GPMs go out there light years. And maybe they do, but they're not ready to be run. The ones that he is most intimately connected with will be within a range of about 50 feet. And the ones which you find are at the range of 0 feet. He is in the one that is firing. These are all very finite measurements. You needn't be interested in anything closer than 50 feet. I mean, far further away than 50 feet. You can't run it anyhow. All right, so there he sits in his nobility in the middle of all these black masses. Why are they black? That's because the energy's been burned down in them. They've been originally manufactured of good energy and postulated good energy, and then the energy and so forth has been consumed, and you are looking at the unburnable residue, the clinkers. And this energy mass, these masses, are black or gray. There are no pictures. If you start seeing pictures, you're in the wrong bank or something. There's free track that runs alongside of these things, and out here on the boundary someplace, you may have some sections of free track that the PC can run on. Well, it has nothing to do with anything you want, so you never do anything with a picture. That is an inviolable rule. Don't do anything with a picture, because the actual GPM's pictures have long since been crunched and crushed to exactly bleh. They're not there. He doesn't see any pictures. And he also thinks of all of this as instantaneous and right now. Only after he's got one partially run, he's liable to look at you rather stunned and say, I just spotted how old this thing is. It's about 56 trillion years. Which you don't even bother to inquire into. Until a moment ago, he thought it was right now. It was instantaneous. There is no time in the reactive bank. That is what is wrong with it. There is no time in it. So it groups. And that's why you can get an instant read on something that's 216 trillion. You know, it'd take a long time for a read to travel up through 216 trillion unless the bank itself was instantaneous. Well, now, it may seem instantaneous to the PC, but actually there is a time difference which is expressed on the meter. The PC in various sections of the bank will read in those sections of the bank because of the actual existence of time in the bank. Looks to the PC to be instantaneous. He'll swear it is. All the results are. But as a matter of fact, you move him a little later or a little earlier in the bank. You move him to an earlier GPM, is the way this is expressed, and the later GPM will not now read. In other words, you can move him into the proximity of reads. This is not something you do. I'm just telling you this is possible. All right, so there he sits. There are these black clouds, gray clouds, and so forth, which are visible or invisible to him. Sometimes PCs can see these things. Sometimes they have to be processed quite a while. They eventually come up and their perception on the bank rises to a point where they can see them. PC who has no perception of these things whatsoever is a little more difficult to run than one who is high enough up to have perception of what's actually going on here. So there is goals. Now you're trying to find that one of these 30 goals that will read and can be run. And that's what you're trying to do with routine two. You're trying to put your paws on that goal which will read and can be run. Now, in actual fact, of these 30 GPMs which are scattered about, again, you understand, that's just a guesstimate number, these 30 GPMs that are scattered about, the bulk of them will not read on the meter because of the actual existence of some time in them. He is not necessarily in present time with regard to the GPM, and the GPM you get is not necessarily the present time GPM. It just happens to be the one he's closest to, and usually which is worded to be offered. Never to be offered will, of course, get offered on its terminal, which is to be offered. See? So a negative-sounding goal will get handed up immediately, or a positive-sounding goal is liable to be handed up immediately, like the goal to find. See? Well, I'll just try to find something so you get the goal to find. Now, the single difference amongst thetans is the significance of these goals. They have quite a few of them in common, particularly on the early track. But as they continue to live, their divergences of significance as to the character of the goal becomes different. So you find all kinds of different goals, and someday you will get very, very bushed and very upset for this one reason. You will just realize that all of those goals lists that this PC is handing you, these fantastic numbers of goals that the PC is handing you, are almost infinite combinations. There's an infinity of word combinations, and therefore it looks like an infinity of goals. Well, don't worry about it. That's finite number two. The longest PC's ever held out with a goal on straight listing is 5,000 goals. Finite number. It's considered rather uncommon and real rough for a PC to hold out 3,000 goals. Very uncommon. Average number of goals listed to a goal on the list is 153. 153 goals, just listed straight, for the PC's actual goal to be found on the list. Pretty good, huh? That average does not include some of these heroic numbers of goals. The average is actually just taken with a small group. 153 goals. Starts listing goals, 153 goals. Later, somewhere on that list, you have the PC's goal. What percentage of PCs is this true of? I wouldn't know offhand, but it's a much larger percentage, I know, than you would suspect. It's something like 50, 60, some such respectable percentage. This is the majority, probably the bare majority of PCs this would be true of. You just tell them to give you a goal, and you're talking to them from altitude, and you write it down. You're not causing them any trouble at all. And when you go over the thing and null that list, if you do a good job of it and null the thing, why, you will put your left-hand buttons in on what's left there with a dirty reed, and you'll be staring at rocket reeds. Actually, on such a list, it's quite common to find four or five rocket reading goals. All right, let's get back to anatomy here. You're shooting at a guesstimate number of 30 banks, 30 GPMs, 30, of which 25, another guesstimate number, are not available because they are too old or too stiff or too big or too overwhelming. Not because their meanings are too esoteric. The hardest goal I ever found had nothing to do with be found or not found. That was probably the trouble with it. It was just a sort of a goal like to drink water, you know? Gave me an awful hard time. Nothing in it offered, nothing took it away. And yet it had to be found because it was the nearest PT. So you're going in toward five available goals. Any one of five goals is liable to fall into your paws, any one of which will be a valid goal. You just do a list of those stretched out along the track. You'll get any one of the top five, which, of course, cuts down the averages enormously. Cuts down the liabilities and difficulties finding goals enormously. You find any one of those five. You will probably find the one which has the most offering or refusing type wording. And you will probably miss the one which is the most inert. Never to have my goal found. Give me any PC who has such a goal, man, because, of course, his op term hands it up instantly. It'll be number one on the list. Never to have my goal found. That rocket reached. Thank you very much. Go over and get it checked out. Oh, I wonder how that ever ran. I know that's a very secret goal. Spare me the inert ones. To drink water. Socially acceptable. No difficulties connected with it. And you just go on and 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 on, and you don't come across this goal. And then all of a sudden, one day, the PC is feeling in a very lukewarm state of mind with no enthusiasm, not trying. He's very relaxed, and that little concept in his mind opens up, and he says, to drink water. Pow! That rocket reads, and away we go. So that's the first look you get at the PC. You've got five of those banks. Five, not just one. You probably thought it was just one. You got five, and you'll get the one of those five that is the most easily offered. And then you have a goal. Let's go to the next stage here. You have a goal. A goal. The PC considers this very precious, very remarkable, cherishes it, pulls it to his bosom, and cognites on it as he very well should. He doesn't at this stage recognize the horrible fact that this goal has a very remote chance of being his first goal. Very remote. It's the first goal to be run, and you will run it. If you got your hands on it and the rocket reads, run it. You understand? That's a rule. But it has very remote chance of being his first goal on the track, because it usually is offered as an offering. Let's take these goals who have just been found here, and you'll see what I mean. The first one has the words to find in it, so naturally was found. The next one is to have an audience. Naturally, the auditor is the audience, so the goal is offered. The next one is to be infallible. Thetan proves it by handing up the goal and saying it is right. And the next one is to understand. And, of course, the PC has been trying to understand this goal for some time. Such a factor as understood comes immediately across. That has nothing to do with these goals. These are all valid, fine goals. Nobody's running these goals down, and thank you for giving me use of them. I let you use my goals. Do you see that? Yeah. Now, there's just a complete random selection. It's just the goals which happen to have just been found. Naturally, they loan themselves to it. Now, two of these goals have a narrowing RR as they're checked out. Well, I suppose you might as well go ahead and run them. It means they are not up to present time. You got your paws on them, run them. And then the next thing comes in. You've got this. You got the goal. And by the way, you try to find the goals forward to present time, not back to the beginning of the track. They're most easily found back to the beginning of the track, but the ones you want are forward to present time from where you are. Harder to find. All you do is list the reverse RI oppose list, however. You take the goal you've just found, find out what goal would oppose it, and you'll get the goal above it. You could actually take any one of these goals at this moment and do an RI oppose list on it, even though it is not run reverse, you see. What goal would oppose this goal? And you'll get the goal closer to present time. What goal would this oppose? Any one of these goals, you'll get the goal earlier than this, because they're in an endless chain and interdependent one upon another. All right, so we've got a goal. Now we're going to enter this goal, and we've got to go in up at the top of the bank here with the top op term, and we don't dare enter it anyplace else. Because if we enter it anyplace else, it won't discharge. The charge still has to be passed down. If you find the middle of a goal and you then find the top of the goal, you still have to pass the charge through the middle of the goal you've already found. All right, so you're going to find that goal, and you bring it all the way down through, and you are finding in every case where you find an RI, there you find your first picture here. You get yourself a cluster like this for every RI that you're finding in that bank. And there's run something like 80 RIs in the bank. Multiply the 80 times 15, you get how many things you might have to list in that one bank if you didn't know what the central RIs are, because I'll let you in on it, the PC never will put down the central RIs. His attention is so bunged off on each one of these. You understand? This is a picture of each one of those. And this is a picture of a cluster of those. That's exactly what you're finding and exactly what you're doing in clearing. That's what you're looking for. That's the goal, then. The goal that you're looking for is simply the goal of one of these, and that you can find at least five of those banks are wide open to have their goal found. And all you have to do is get into the goal channel, and then by opposing goals or goal oppose goals type lists, you could move up and down the whole channel. I wouldn't advise this, but you could probably plot out every goal the PC's got long before you run any RIs if it didn't kill the PC. Because I remember the first time the goal to create was checked out. The big midroots were put in on it because it was ticking. And boy, that bank started swelling up and going zing, cross, creak, and it did no more than tick. It wouldn't rocket read. You see, it was too beefy to run. But the more it was drilled, why, the more uncomfortable and horrible it got. So, of course, the best answer is to run what you've got your hands on and then try to move forward to present time. Then when you've got it all the way to present time, then pass the charge all the way back, which is by reading the line plot to precede, practically. Move right on back down the track, and here we go. And we will eventually arrive at the beginning of the track with the PC in good condition. And we will have discharged this mass, this compulsive mass, because it is this mass which holds the Thetan a prisoner in the universe. It is this mass which holds him a prisoner in his body. It is these masses, these significances, these clusters which I have seen, which make the PC fixate and do aberrated things, and they don't help him a bit. He'll say, once upon a time I could move around freely, and now I can't anymore. What has happened to me? Well, he's just added a few too many GPMs onto the track. Now, there's the full anatomy of what you're trying to do in running GPMs and goals. It's taken quite a while to put together that anatomy, but the end is in sight. And what you're trying to find when you're trying to find a goal should look, after this lecture, a little easier to you. You're not really shooting at a in the dark with a pin gun at a knot hole 150 paces away in a high wind. You actually are standing there with a sawed-off shotgun inside a barn trying to hit the barn. The goal you will find will be the goal that the PC is most likely to offer up by its own wording. And let's hope it's not so early on the track it half kills the PC to be have the goal run. If this did happen, there is still a remedy for it. Just goal opposed list. You could boost him forward to present time on the whole line if he could make it, if you could move him enough on the track by doing that. Possibility that will someday become a procedure which we use. But I haven't experimented with it, and right now I know that you can get away with it by running any goal you've got your paws on, as long as you remember to go up toward present time, not the easy way, back toward the beginning. Because the whole bank wants to run back toward the beginning, and it won't. It'll go just so far, and then blah. You even try to run a bank backwards, and the next thing you know has happened to us last night. You try to run a bank backwards from the bottom to the top. And I cut in on a bank and tried to run it up to the top. Much to our embarrassment, a couple of hours later, I found out I'd been running from the top down. It looked like it was all the other way, too, you know, but it wasn't. In the actual sequence, I was running toward the bottom of the bank. The natural inclination of the bank and the Thetan is to go in reverse to the way it was lived and run back toward the beginning. And if you keep on doing this and leaving banks in present time, I'm afraid your PC is going to be terribly uncomfortable because he keeps pulling all of his PTPs and hidden standards back through tough goals in the past. But it's rather easy to run out of bank, do a good job on the bank, and then move forward to a bank closer to present time, the next bank, run that out, polish it up, and then move forward again. And don't be too surprised if you find out that you're 10 banks from present time. Don't be too amazed. The PC tends to get sick and creak and have an awful time running the bank. Just assume it's too early. Try to find the later bank. All right, well, that's a lot of gin. I'm awful glad to talk to you out here today. And I hope that you, you've got about 26, 28 more goals to go. Let's have those by the next lecture Thursday, okay? All right, good night.